Deputy Harper.
Ken Corla, I fully support this motion and I unequivocally support the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine. But implicit in that is the absolute right of Ukraine to determine its own future, its own alliances, and that includes membership of the EU. And I'm pleased to see that the European Parliament voted overwhelmingly, with just 9 against, to approve EU membership for Ukraine. That right of self-determination also includes Ukraine's right to join NATO, if that is the choice of the democratically elected government. The first paragraph of this motion references our right as an Irish nation to determine our relationships with other nations. It is the same for Ukraine and indeed for the Baltics, the tiny Estonia and the slightly larger Latvia and Lithuania, if they wish to remain members of NATO and not bow to the threats of Putin. Those countries have declared their independence, have democratically elected governments, and that's the beginning, the middle and the end of it. And if we proclaim here our right not to join NATO, then they have an equal right to join or not to join NATO. The attack on Ukraine was premeditated and well planned as Putin amassed his troops on the borders of Ukraine for many months, the details of which are clearly outlined in the European Parliament motion on Ukraine of December 15th of last year. The invasion of Ukraine is another step of years of Russian action, going back to 1991 and laterally to 2014 to Euromaidan. Their support in promoting Brexit, interference in US elections, the proliferation of disinformation, cyber attacks linked to Russia, including that on our own HSE. All of this in an effort to destabilise, to sow doubt and dissent between countries and to weaken our democratic states and undermine our institutions, especially those promoting civil and human rights. So while we strongly pledge our support to Ukraine, it's important to remember this is not an isolated incident. It's part of a pattern to establish a new world order. It's a frightening prospect for all of us, but it's terrifying for those in Kiev and other cities. As I drove from Sligo to Boyle this morning, a distance of just over 40 kilometres, I couldn't help but think of the 40-kilometre-long convoy of troops, tanks and missiles bearing down on Kiev. The shocking despair of those waiting in bunkers and underground and those defending their city. And I'm afraid we may spend many more days, weeks and even months watching our large and small screens as each of us, as this unfolds in front of us, and each of us as individuals ask ourselves, what can I do? And collectively, as a government, what can we do? I believe many of the actions taken by Ireland as part of the EU contribute to a strong response, closing off money trails to Russian banks, freezing many of the assets of the Russian central bank, enforcing no-fly zones, etc. But Minister, I have one question. I'm not sure if all the loopholes are closed. We know that money finds a way to move. Oil and gas finds a way to move and it has to be paid for. So I'm just asking, Minister, genuinely asking, if we have done all we can, and if in regard to our own IFSC and the upwards of 118 billion of euro moving as dark money through Dublin onto Moscow and elsewhere, have we done everything we can? I'm not sure our hands are clean, and if we're unsure, it's time to wash them now. We're not sending military hardware to Ukraine because we are neutral, and I support that position. We possibly might revisit it, but that's for another day. We're contributing 10, I think, and another 9.5 million. But, Minister, a lot of Irish citizens are contributing, and perhaps you as a government might think, and we as a state might think, of matching those contributions, whatever they are. So finally, Minister, our role in the UN. It's an area where we, as a neutral state, can make our best impact. I understand Russia has a veto and has used it, and we mustn't forget when Ireland applied to join the UN in the late 40s, Russia vetoed our application, so they have form. But As a small country, a peacekeeping country, Ireland can play a niche role on the world stage. And right now, I think the UN is our theatre. So I wish the Irish government well in their work in the UN.